Let's just pray, shall we? Yeah, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you that you present yourself with us, Lord. My Father, I pray that you just bless your word right now, Lord, that your word would be sharper than a two-edged sword. It would penetrate, Lord. It would achieve, not because it's me, but because it's your word, Lord. And that you just use your word, Lord, to build your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That's great to see you this morning. Woohoo! There goes the wax out of my ears. It's great to see you this morning. Just don't worry about that. Just keep going. Don't let that disturb you. Yeah, there's a lot of people listening on podcasts. There's quite a few people away on holidays, you probably gathered. And that's what happens at this time of year. But obviously we're just going to carry on with our series on the armour of God. So if you've got your Bibles with you, turn to Ephesians chapter 6. A well-known passage in the Bible. Verse 10, it says this, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled round your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. This week we're looking at the shield of faith. We've talked about the parts of the armour, and you've just read them all out there, the parts of the armour. And then it says something else, in addition to the helmet, the breastplate, the belt of truth, the feet, in addition, take up the shield of faith. Take up the shield of faith. There's something there, it says take it up. In other words, you've got to get hold of it. You've got to pick it up. It's no use on the ground. The shield's no use on the ground. It's no use back at base. It's no good if you've left it in the shed. You've got to pick it up. And when you've picked it up, you've got to get hold of it. And you've got to use it for what it's intended for. And that is to watch out for what's coming your way and use it to protect you. The shield of faith is a defense against anything that the enemy is going to throw at you. It's a shield and a barrier. And they're not just ordinary arrows it's talking about there. These are flaming arrows. Whether that's an expletive in the Bible, I don't know. But these are arrows that are flamed, right? And sometimes they call them, these are flaming arrows. They're getting at me all the time. They're coming at us all different directions to harm us. And so that shield is a barrier. And I don't know what those arrows are to you. They're not bow and arrow arrows. This is spiritual warfare. It's not flesh and blood arrows, but the things that are coming at us. We've heard about maybe some of those things today that are coming at us. Lies is one thing that comes at us all the time. Things in our past Broken relationships, we've talked about that. All sorts of different things that we all face. Unforgiveness. Whatever it is, you name it now, and I want you to name that thing maybe that's been holding you back. Whatever it is, with that shield of faith, then you can bounce it off. When the enemy comes at you, you can bounce it off. That's what the shield is for. It repels all doubt, fear and anxiety. Anything that's coming your way, that shield of the faith you've got in God can attack you. And that shield can protect you against those attacks. You see, as Christians, we are in a battle. We're in a battle. If you're a Christian today, then it's not a cakewalk. People think, oh, you're a Christian, you're just a namby-pamby sort of person. No, no, no. If you're a Christian, it's a battleground, right? It's a real battleground. It's easy just to do your own thing. It's easy just to do what you like and just live your life for yourself. Just go on, get your career, get your job, get your friends, go partying, do all those sort of things, build your family without God in your life. It's a cakewalk. It's easy. You just carry on and do it and nobody bothers you and there's no hassle. If you're going to be a Christian, then you've got to put your life on the line. Yeah? You've got to say, I'm going to follow Jesus. It's tough going. It's not a meal ticket to say I'm going to be a Christian. So today, don't be surprised when things get tough. Don't be surprised when things start to go wrong. Don't be surprised when the enemy starts to put things in your way that are going to trip you up. And he says, where's God now? Where's your God now? Did God really say that? Did God really say that to you? Yes, he did. Yes, God did say it. You need to just hear it and get the shield. The Bible says, fear not. So many people are racked with fear. Christians get themselves racked in fear. And the Bible says, God's word says, be anxious for nothing. And there's so many things we could be fearful about. But the Bible says, don't be fearful. Be anxious for nothing. Jesus says, you're not alone. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes people feel lonely, they feel isolated, they feel, God, where are you now? And Jesus says, no, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Get your shield behind it. Get behind it. It is a protection. The Bible says that we are chosen. As Christians, you were chosen before the foundation of the world. You were chosen. Yes, you. And me. I was chosen. Why did God ever choose me? I don't know. I've been rejected so many times in earthly situations, but God says, hang on a minute, I've chosen you. No matter what these guys say, I have chosen you. If you've been rejected, well, that's okay. Jesus hasn't rejected you. He's chosen you. You're ransomed, you're healed, you're restored, you're forgiven. Yeah? That's who you are today. You're restored. You're not just patched up. You're restored. Yeah? So, woof, full glory in him. You're healed, you're forgiven. Don't let the devil say, well, what about that little sin, you know? What about that? Remember that 50 years ago? Yeah, I can remember things 50 years ago that come back into your memory. And you're going to say, bang, I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven, I'm forgiven. Jesus, Lord, you've done it all. You've paid the price. I am forgiven. So you're forgiven today. Tell yourself that. You're set apart. You're precious. You're established. Some of you feel shaky and a little bit, bit rocky. You're established in him. That's why we're told to stand. How many times does it say stand? 3 times. Stand. Having done all, stand. Having done all, stand. That's why those shoes that Andrew was talking about last week got those nails at the bottom, because you get them in there and you can't move. If you wore cricket boots, if anyone's played cricket, you've got studs in so you don't trip over. You're fixed, you're rigid. And the shield of faith, it's very, very important because it won't let you down. It's not something that's made of cardboard or paper or tissue. So when those enemy lies come and those enemy arrows come, it just sort of, it disintegrates. It's solid. It's firm. It's an extinguisher. It puts out, yeah? So once it hit, it's out. It's forgotten. It's dead. It's buried. The shield of faith says, no, I stand in Jesus. I stand in him. By faith, I stand in him. It puts out, extinguishes, it destroys forever anything that the enemy throws at you. Arrows, flaming arrows are snuffed out. And that shield is a constant protection. If you've got it with you, if you've picked it up, and you take it with you all the time, it's a constant protection. And it's flexible. It moves with us as we go places. It goes with us as we see situations and circumstances. It goes with us. And I don't know where the arrows are coming from, whether they're coming from behind me, the side, above me, wherever. That shield can move with me. It protects me. And I can hide behind it all the time. Psalm 119 verse 114 says, "You are my refuge and my shield." What a place to be behind. I'm standing behind Jesus. He's my shield. Yeah. I'm like this sometimes. Ooh, good heavens, what's happening? Jesus is my shield. Yeah. What greater protection could you have? Yeah. To have Jesus with you. How on earth people survive in this world without Jesus, I will never know. How people manage, I've got no idea. If you're without Jesus today, you need him. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. And you're going to find yourself in difficult situations. But we've got Jesus, yeah? There's a song that says, "For this I have Jesus." I have Jesus for everything. I need him for everything. Every day I need him. He's my friend. He's my shield. And it says, "I have put my hope." That verse says the same thing. "Jesus, you're my shield and my refuge. I have put my hope in myself." Have I? No, if I have, I'm wasting my time. "I have put my hope in your word, the living, eternal word of God, which will never, never fade away." It's not my word or somebody else's word. Some of you have had words spoken over you and they've just crushed you. They've broken you. They've ripped you apart. It's not the word of God. Get God's word into you. I'm taking another sermon now. That's the next time sermon. Yeah. God's word is what you need, not my word or somebody else's word. There's an old hymn, and we all know it. It says this. It says, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." If you're not standing today with your life on Jesus, then you're on slippery ground. You're on sinking sand. I remember once we were on holiday and we walked across this beach, and I think it said a sign, "Danger," but you know, we probably didn't take much notice of it. We'll be all right. It looks okay. Until we ended up down to our thighs here in mud. And what are we going to do, you know? We better get back. But we've all done those sort of things. We've done those stupid things because I can do it. I can do it. I can manage it. We've all been places maybe we shouldn't have been. Jesus said, "No, stand on me. Stand on me. Don't try and do it yourself. Don't go past those danger signs. Stand on me. I'm the rock. Put your hope and trust in me." And this faith thing is a difficult thing to get your hold of. I can't show you faith today. I wish I could, but I can't. But if you know Hebrews 11 at all, when you go home, if you get a chance, read Hebrews 11 and 12. It's just a great passage of scripture. And verse 1 says this. It says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Hey? Faith is being sure of what we hope for. What are you hoping for? What are you hoping for? And I don't mean something stupid like winning the lottery. Yeah? What are you hoping for? What are you hoping for? And certain of what we do not see. It's just talking about our spiritual lives. It's talking about what we're saying about God, that God is for us, yeah? And if God is for us, we can hope by faith in him, and he will bring all things together. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord. Some of you have lost jobs. You think, what on earth happening here? I don't know how many times I lost jobs. What are you doing here, Lord? And we say, "Lord, what's going on here?" And then you come back to reality and think, "No, God, my hope is built on you. You know what you're doing. You can pull it together. You're in charge. My hope is in you. I'm standing with my shield. You're shielding me." Verse 27 says this, "Moses persevered because he saw him who is invisible." The Bible hasn't gone mad, has it? He saw him who is invisible. He saw the Lord, yeah? Do you see the Lord in every situation you're in? Some of you are in difficult situations right now. Do you see the Lord? He's invisible. You can't see him. But do you see him? Yeah? I see the Lord in my situation. I can look back now and see, God, you brought me to this point now of just finishing retirement and coming to a point where saying, God, yeah, I can see what you've done. I couldn't see it at the time. I was saying, what on earth's going on here? But I can see it now, Lord. I can see what you're doing. And some of you will look back on situations, if you trust in God, and say, God, yes, I had my shield up. Lord, I was trusting in you. I couldn't see it, but I knew you were there. You were working out your purposes. We'll do that in OCF as well as we move forward, because we see him who is invisible. You've got your armour to put on. I've got my armour to put on. My armour fits me, yeah? We know the story of David and Goliath, yeah, where Saul said to David, look, you need some gear. So he got some gear for him to put on, but it wasn't David's. It belonged to some other soldier. And David said, I can't even walk in this. It's just ridiculous. You know, the helmet's too big. I can't see this. I'm weighed down. It didn't fit him. You've got armour. Your armour, and you need to put it on. Your whole armour, you need to put it on. It's your own personal armour, and it's your own personal shield of faith. Yeah? You've got your own. You need to pick it up and use it and take hold of it. And this shield is not just a defence mechanism. So many of us as Christians are like this, you know, the enemy's coming at us, or you're throwing loads at me, and I'm just, I'm just sort of sinking down into, oh dear, I've no way back. No, that isn't what it's for. The shield is an offensive weapon as well. Yeah? The Bible says the gates of hell will not prevail against us. That doesn't mean the hell is coming at us with everything it's got and we're crushed in a corner over here. It's totally the opposite. What it means is we're going against hell and hell is going to collapse. Everything that the enemy can throw at you is just going to be a pile of rubbish over there. We are pushing back the strongholds of Satan. But so often we just don't see it that way and we just get crushed. The enemy says something to us and we go, ooh, you go down the tubes. Yeah? Instead of saying, hang on a minute, Lord, get your shield out and say, no, I'm standing firm. You're not doing that to me. You're not saying that to me. I'm not having that. No, I'm going to stand. And I'm going to move forward. And I'm going to take ground. And that shield is strong. It pushes forward. And pushes out. And takes everything with it. We've had a word a couple of weeks ago about unity. Shannon brought that word about unity, and unity is so important for us. I'm going to show you a DVD in a minute. Do you know, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. You've all got your armor, I've got mine, but we're an army of God. And we're going to come together, fully kitted out in God's army. And when we do that, when we're fully together, kitted out, we've all got the armor on, then we move forward together and we take strongholds. There's going to be casualties. There always is casualties. Yeah? Often there's casualties because either people haven't got the right equipment, and we've heard this so many times, haven't we, in war zones, people haven't got the right equipment, or they haven't got the equipment on, or they weren't looking, or they weren't thinking. That's why it's important that we come together, yeah? That's why the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Right? So often we say, oh, well, I won't bother with church today, or we say, oh, well, no, I've got other things to do, I won't bother with the prayer meeting, or I've got to do this, I've got to do that. What's your top priority? Make God your number one priority. Is he your number one priority? Every day, is he your first thought? Are you spending time each day in his word? Yeah? It's important that you do, because you grow and you develop. That's why we come together to church. We could all be doing probably other lovely other things on a Sunday morning. We could be swimming. We could be on the beach. Well, maybe not, because it's pouring with rain. But we could be. As I said to Manzi before, this is our warmest day of the year. This is summer in England, Manzi. You know what I mean? It doesn't get any better. Hey, but you know what I mean? We could be doing loads of other things, but God says, no, get together. Come together. And that's why we come together, not to just sing a few songs. We come together to get built up, to get energized, to get kitted out again, so we can go into the week on the offensive. So when Monday morning comes, it's great for me, Monday morning, I just get out of bed and do something else, but for some of you it isn't. It's Monday morning, get out of bed and go to work. And it's not very pleasant. I've been there and think, oh, good heavens, the boss, I've got a meeting and I've got all this junk going on, emails, you know. But hang on a minute. No, I've got God with me. I'm going to face this. I'm going to go through this. I can get through this. I can beat this. We can do it together. So it's important. Nothing is going to stop us. So together in unity, discipline is important. We don't like discipline, do we? Nobody likes it. But it's important. Discipline's important. Discipline to do things. Training. I don't do much training, as you can tell, but probably I should do. But you know, training and experience, they're all important in God's army. Don't look, look, Sam's looking at me now. Yeah, I don't want him to set me anything to do. And obeying his orders, yeah? Obeying his orders. Obeying the word of God, it's so, so important. This shield of faith. Have you got your shields on today? Have you got your shield? Have you picked it up? Have you left it at home? If you haven't, pick it up. Some of you are going through struggles, I know that. I'm not just saying it's easy. Life is not easy, as I said before, it's a battle. But with God's help, we can see this through. Where's Mark? Mark, just show us this little clip, Mark, will you please? I just picked it up off YouTube, and it just excited me really when I saw it. Gave you an idea of how big the shield is and what we can do together. So just watch this. I get excited when you see this, because it's the army of God. I know it isn't, literally, but you know what I mean? This is what it looks like. We've got a bit of sound, Mark. See how big the shield is? See that big bullnose on the front to knock a few things out? Don't worry about the sound if you haven't got it, Mark. The guy in the middle there, he's screaming out the orders and everyone's following him. I don't know what these guys at the back are doing. I think they're just making the numbers up, to be honest. But it's the guys in the front. They're the guys we want. Look at this. This is us, guys. Oh, here's some music coming now. See, when we've all got our shields together, this is us guys, the army of God, right? That's why none of us can afford to go without our shield. We can't afford to have one without his shield. We all need our shield. And when we do, we go forward. That's the army of God. Us together. Taking ground. Wow, that's just exciting being with a sword. That's where the tank, how a design for the tank came, the modern day tank, because it's just an armored tank that just takes everything in its way. Those Roman soldiers, they just took everything in their way. They just marched forward all together and just trod over everything. And that's what we can do as togetherness, yeah, as a people of God. That picture. It's a bit like a biscuit tin. That's where I think the word comes from, biscuit tin, which you can put, imagine yourself, we just going forward together in one. Let's just pray for a minute. I don't know where you are today. I don't know if Jesus is in your life or not. Whether he might have been in your life, but he sort of drifted. Maybe your arm has got rusty. God says, look, come pick it up. Pick it up again. Take it up again. I want you. You're needed. Do you know that? You're needed. Instead of going out with 20 in the troop, we're going out with 19 because you're not there on the front line. We need you there. So if you need Jesus today and say, Lord Jesus, yeah, I've known you, but I've drifted a little bit. I want to come back into relationship with you. Well, now's the time. Say, Lord Jesus, yeah, I want to get back on the front line. My life's just drifting along. I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what I'm putting my trust or hope in. Lord, I want you to be in the center of my life. Then just now say, Lord, yeah, thank you that you love me. You don't cast me off. You don't reject me, but you welcome me into your family. Just ask him in. And for those of us who maybe are feeling a bit weary, maybe think, good heavens, I can't even lift that shield. I just feel so low. I'm just not feeling that right. Just say, Lord Jesus, I just receive who you are for me today. And Lord, I put that armor on. I take it on, Lord. And I pick up that shield. And I leave this place today in triumph, knowing that you are with me. You're going to push back those things that would attack me. I'm going to go forward in you. I'm going to be part of your army. I'm going to get into full training. And Lord, I'm going to go with you. You're my hope. And that's what I'm built on. Lord Jesus, help each one of us today, Lord. Just to do that, Lord, to say, Lord Jesus, be the centre of our lives. Lord, we do lay our lives down, Lord, to you today as we've sung in that song. We lay our lives on the altar and say, Lord Jesus, we want to be kingdom soldiers for you. We want to make a difference in our world. We want to be people, Lord, who are not just torn and tossed about all the time because we're not equipped. Lord, equip us. Put the armour on, Lord. Help us to take that shield up daily and follow you. Bless our OCF family today, all over the world, Lord, today, doing various things on holiday and just enjoying themselves. Bless them, Lord, and I pray, Lord, too, that they'll have their armours up too, and Lord, we'll just unite and we'll just take, Lord, territory for you. We'll see amazing things happen. In your name. Amen.